USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran still vowing retaliation following the missile attack at the Baghdad International Airport that killed Iran's top general. Meanwhile, President Trump is threatening 52 Iranian targets with attacks if it carries out retaliatory strikes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this morning.
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. Setting out conditions to say these are our expectations, these are the things that America is expecting from you, and if you don't do them, the cost will be clear and direct.
He was speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. At least 5 people are dead and dozens injured in a multiple vehicle crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Officials say the crash happened early this morning near Pittsburgh, and it involved a tour bus, among other vehicles. Currently, an 86-mile stretch of the Turnpike is closed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
American troops are reportedly safe in Kenya after a terror attack was stopped just before reaching a base that those troops share with the Kenyan military. Local military officials say 4 terrorists were killed as they tried to breach a nearby airstrip. A fire at the airstrip's now out, and word is everything is secure. The attack happening near Kenya's border with Somalia. Crews are battling as many as 146 brush fires in southeastern Australia. Officials in New South Wales confirming 65 of them are completely uncontained and hundreds of structures have been destroyed. The Australian Defence Force issuing a statement saying up to 3,000 reserve troops are now being deployed to assist in supporting the battle. NFC wildcard teams play today. It's going to be the Minnesota Vikings playing the Saints in New Orleans, and then it's going to be Philadelphia taking on the Seahawks in Seattle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An indicted associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, can now turn over data to the impeachment probe, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A federal judge has ruled that Lev Parnas can give Congress phone data and documents related to the impeachment investigation. The House Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for the materials in its impeachment inquiry. His attorney says he expects the data to include documents from his Florida home and a complete readout of his iPhone. Prosecutors say Giuliani recruited Parnas and another associate to help President Trump dig up dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden in Ukraine. Prosecutors allege they made donations to U.S. politicians on behalf of foreign interests and filtered foreign money through a bogus energy company. Parnas has pleaded not guilty.
Corrections officials say 2 inmates at a prison farm in northwestern Mississippi are currently unaccounted for, and the search is on for David May and Dillian Williams after neither man was found during a headcount yesterday at the state pen for men also known as the Parchman Prison Farm, the 2 serving time on aggravated assault convictions. And back to NFL news, Tom Brady's future in the league up in the air after the Patriots were eliminated after a loss to the Tennessee Titans yesterday. After the game, Brady did tell reporters that despite being 42, it's, quote, pretty unlikely he'll be retiring anytime soon. And for USA Radio News,